bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, I think I'm gonna just hit it.
Number five.
So, here's the dealio. Here's the dealio. The Brewers didn't do too good. They kind of stunk up the joint, so to speak. And so they kind of, yeah, it wasn't looking too good. So I watched the game the other day. And watching the game, I saw, it wasn't pretty. Let me just put it like that. It was not pretty at all. I don't even know if I should say anything about that. I should probably avoid it. Packed house at Wrigley Field. Brewers fans cheered. But when Chicago went up 3-0 in the first inning and then 4, and then I looked up, minding my own business, doing stuff, and I looked up again, and it was 6-0, I said, And they went through, what, 4 pitchers and a couple of innings? I was like, yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And it didn't. So Game 5 will be here in Milwaukee on Saturday. And we'll see if the Brewers can pull it off. I think they can. I think they will. That's just me, though. But I think they can, and I think they will, and I think the Brewers will let everybody know that's why they're at the top of the heap, first in the division, with the best record in baseball. I'm just saying. I think they do it. That was a story from CBS 58. Also from CBS 58. The Common Council is asking for the return of what they call GPS tracking darts.
Number four.
When it comes to addressing police chases that have ended in deadly crashes across the city, what was old might soon become new again. Alderman Westmoreland wants Milwaukee police to bring back an old crime-fighting tool it used about a decade ago during pursuits. At a hearing last Friday, the Common Council Finance Committee heard from police leaders, including the chief, and Westmoreland expressed interest in revisiting the Star Chase, a GPS tracking device mounted to squad cars. Technology allows officers to fire the tracking dart at a car they're chasing. If the device sticks, police can track the suspect from a safe distance. Westmoreland said police need to try something different after 8 people have died so far this year from crashes that stemmed from police chases. He said, I'm not against chasing, is what Westmoreland said, but I'm against when it becomes very dangerous, like driving 80 miles an hour down residential streets. And I think everybody agrees with that. Former Chief Ed Flynn brought the technology in, and it was in 2017, pushed for its expansion to outfit more than 18 squad cars. So in the first 9 months, they deployed it 172 times. Of those cases, the device stuck to the vehicle 116 times. It eventually led to 47 arrests. So they consider those figures good. Here's the problem. Alfonso Morales, Flynn's successor, dropped the use because it costs nearly $5,000 per car. And they also said the devices were less effective in the cold. So we shall see if they come back. If they don't, well, no, well. Speaking of driving, there's more closures again.
Number 3.
This from Fox6Now.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is notifying motorists, and I'm notifying you, of the final full directional closure of I-894, 4143 through the Hale Interchange. The freeway closure is from 11 o'clock tonight until 5:30 a.m. Monday morning. So if you are going south of I-94 or west of 20th Street or so, northbound on 43 on 94, ain't gonna happen. That entire part is closed for resurfacing and improvement. So what you going to do? Well, one, stay away from the area. Southbound I-41, 894 between Greenfield Avenue and the Hale Interchange is scheduled to be closed. The westbound to southbound and eastbound to southbound ramps at the Zoo Interchange, closed. Southbound I-41, 894 between Lincoln and Hale Interchange will reopen to 4 lanes after paving operations. So they got detours, Highway 100, I-94, Layton Avenue, which means if you go down there, it's going to be crowded. Greenfield Avenue, it's going to be crowded. And you'll have nowhere to go, and you'll have nothing to do. For our MPD update, this family is, well, heartbroken.
Number 2.
From WISN.com, Milwaukee police said a minor crash near 49th and Mill, we talked about it the other day, escalated into a deadly shootout involving an off-duty police officer and another driver. That's yesterday morning. Chief Norman said the off-duty officer wearing plain clothes got into a small accident while on his way to work. The chief said the officer and the other driver who was identified by his family as 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes got out of their cars to assess the damage, and that's when Wilkes pulled out a gun. The chief said that subject proceeded to strike the off-duty officer in the face with the firearm. The off-duty officer drew his department-issued firearm, and the two individuals exchanged gunfire, and the subject was struck. The subject, 26-year-old male, was pronounced dead at the scene. His family, a family friend, Billy Lale, says he was a very good friend of our daughters. I mean, he was at my house, my mom's house, on a daily basis, eating with us and everything. That he's lying down there in that street right now, I'm heartbroken. Family members said Wilkes was on his way to a funeral when the crash led to the altercation and subsequent shootout. Some family members and at least one witness disputed the police accounts of the events. One friend said, no, they're not telling us the truth. The story they posted is not the truth, not the truth at all, not the truth at all. So more will come out, and eventually I'm sure the video will be released and we'll get more information. The way that the future goes is usually reminiscent of the past. We've got great sayings that my generation can't put the genie back in the bottle, can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. But in this case, I got to ask, is it the pot calling the kettle black?
Number one.
I mean, no pun intended. From news1.com, it happened. Our petty, vindictive, sore loser and sore winner of a president has used the power of his position to seek revenge against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Now, I don't know if the person who wrote this, and let me see who wrote this, Zach Lindley. I'm assuming this is a opinion piece, because if this is news, this is not a good attempt at news. If you're blaming the Trump administration for revenge, then Letitia James ran as New York Attorney General and said the sole purpose to vote for her is to destroy Donald Trump and to have him not get back in office and to do all that stuff. And that's how she raised money. If you didn't think somebody was going to come after you and use the quote unquote letter of the law to come after you, you're sadly mistaken. After President Donald Trump put public measures on his own Attorney General Pam Bondi put pressure on her to charge James and several others in his political rivals with crimes he had not specified. They criminally indicted James after convening a federal grand jury. Well, they did state what they are, and they got her on fraud. Now, they got him on 34 counts of something where there was no victim and there was no complainant, just the government. Now, there are certain laws that are set up where if you don't have a victim, you can't bring the charges. She brought the charges. And she configured it in a way so that the government could bring the charge. Well, that's fine. But then Donald Trump just did the same thing. You should have known when you kick somebody and they get up and now they supersede you, they're going to kick you back. So the fact that she's crying about how unfair it is when she was unfair or when she did it because she didn't like him, that's on you. That literally is the pot calling the kettle black. It doesn't matter whether you agree or disagree or like Letitia James or like Donald Trump or hate Letitia James or hate Donald Trump. You should have known as a human being in politics where you ran for office that you were going to get a lashing. She was charged with one count of bank fraud and one count of making false statements to a financial institution after federal prosecutors alleged that she falsely claimed that a home in Norfolk, Virginia was her second residence, which would then allow her to get a, you know, favorable loan. However, the government claimed she was actually renting the property out to a friend, to a family of three. And what happened is they got her bank charges. They got the money that she brought in for the rent. They have ledger that says that this money is for rent. And then she filed her taxes and claimed the money as rent from the house in Norfolk. They got her dead bang. Like, there's no way out. There's no way out. So before you start going after somebody, you need to sweep around your own front door. Because I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like a rich white billionaire that you made mad to come after you. Should have expected it. Like, literally, they didn't pile on 34 charges like they got you guilty of. They got two. So either way, if they drop one and she pleads to the other, they still got her. And she's going to get thrown out of office. It's prosecutorial misconduct. You're supposed to uphold the law. You're an officer of the court. And watch this. Let's make it racial. You know you have to be 10 times better in order to be considered equal. So you should have known. somebody was coming after you. You should have dotted every I and crossed every T. They even got levels of you doing your taxes and claiming the money that you said you didn't in a house that you said you lived in. How could you possibly have a principal residence in Norfolk, Virginia, and you're the state of New York Attorney General? What, do you commute every day? And if that's the case, then you can't be the Attorney General in New York because you got to live there. And so either way you turn, they got you. Only thing I'm hearing now is, hey, Pot. Hey, Kettle.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Lord have mercy. Cheetah Wizard got them bangers. Live in the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I dance on my dance. You ready? Where them fans at?
Give me one time.
Where them fans at?
Give me no time.
Where them fans at? Give me one time.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I want to remind you the Truth is home of Milwaukee University High School Championship Football. Tonight, Milwaukee, Marquette High Hilltoppers take on the rival Brookfield East Spartans. Kickoff is at 7 right here. Friday Night Football on the Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 833-212-1017 is the number. I have not been looking at the talk and text line in the chat, so I'm going to go through here and see. Boom, 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 boom. Y'all so negative. Y'all so negative. Ooh, so negative. Al said, "Dear Dr. Kim, Black peoples and communities have so many double agents, that's why we can't get help." Not really a city girl said, "That's a problem. Why is our government allowing all that free stuff to illegal immigrants?" Well, honestly, the Biden administration gave it to them. And you can laugh and say no if you want to, but that doesn't negate the fact that the money trail shows that they were able to pay for them to go to places like New York. And then they gave New York $1 billion to help pay for them. It came from the federal government. Whether you support Biden or not, that's what they did. And it's kind of like straightforward. So it doesn't matter how you feel. Like, that's cute, but it's not true. And so now we have all these people in the country illegally who are taking money, and their families were on WIC and all this stuff that was reserved for citizens here who weren't getting it, who couldn't get it, because the money was getting misappropriated to people who came here illegally. So we cannot go to another country and get their free benefits like that. Take care of home first. Absolutely. But that's what happened. And then now people are trying to lie and twist it. But this is what the Democratic Party does to Black people. They don't help Black people that are poor that need help here today, but they help people that come from another country that aren't supposed to be here. You know why? Because they want them to vote for them. They want to load it up so they can vote for them. And if Republicans could figure out a way to do it, they'd do it too, because they don't really care about constituencies. They only care about their paycheck and them being in power. And then Al said, ICE agents don't have immunity. Sue them for everything they got. Who told you that nonsense? Who told you that nonsense, Al? U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have qualified immunity like every other law enforcement officer in the country. It's a legal doctrine that protects officials from civil lawsuits for actions taken in their official professional capacity. Qualified immunity is not absolute, like most prosecutors have and district attorneys, and only applies if an agent's conduct does not violate a person's clear established constitutional statutory rights. It has to be within rules, procedures, state statutes, city ordinances, U.S. Constitution. And when they act within what's called the color of law, you know, drawing inside the lines versus outside. If they stay inside the lines, they have qualified immunity. You can't sue them. So this thing we have that we can sue ICE agents, you can't. If they're acting on orders, if they're acting within the law, within the rules and procedures, there's nothing you can do. Well, you can sue. And even if you won, respondent superior says that if they're acting within the color of the law and somebody sues and they win, their hiring agency pays. So the taxpayers are the ones paying you, not the officer. So I'm just saying, you know. The town called Dr. Ken's show. He always does. Where you been? Where you been? Thank you. Thank you. Not really a city girl. She said he's called before. L. Dawson 2010 said, I don't know why we're getting so upset with people who are here illegally. And I don't either. Like, I just don't understand it. Poor people in the street that we could have housing for, feed them, clothe them, get them back on their feet for free. People complain about that. But somebody that literally does not belong here, like I suspect our caller from earlier, because he would never answer the question, are you here legally? See, if you're here legally, whether you came through immigration or not, I would think because you came here, you would be proud. But if you show up and you make money and you take advantage of the system, pay taxes, but still live here when you know you're not supposed to, that makes you a criminal. You just got to live with it. Babar said October and the Brewers don't mix. Yeah. Well, don't say that. My God, it's only two games. All they got to win is one. They win one game and they're golden. Al answered L. Dawson 2010. We ain't tripping. We just call everybody out. We don't just pick on people. Everyone get it. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mysterious somebody said, I'm going to start saying the most outrageous stuff, then let them make the right choice. Reverse psychology. Well, that, anyway. Curly Q said, Dr. Ken, serious question. Are stop sticks or whatever they're called effective, or have they been in the past? They have been in the past, but they're not really effective in urban areas because too many other cars and too many other moving parts, and you don't have a clear way in the way you have to set them up. There's training that goes with it, and I've been trained on using stop sticks, but they're hard to use. And the reason they're hard to use is because if they're not deployed properly, you could cause more trouble and more damage. So in urban areas, they're tough. Mal said to Curly Q, they are not. It was implemented in New York, and the repercussions were outrageous to the point where one victim committed suicide after release. What y'all talking about? Anyway, good question, although I wondered how effective those actually are. They're really not. Somebody says, stop sticks. Cops can arrest with no charge. The bad part is that once they're in jail, it takes forever to set a court date. And okay, y'all going on into personal stuff. I don't even want to know. Mal then asks, before we go to break, Dr. Ken, when can law enforcement agents be held accountable for their mistakes and actually pay for it without the help of taxpayers? If that were the case, no one would take the job. Two, if you personally did something that was outside the color of the law, outside of, like the guy that shot the woman in Springfield, when they had it on video, the woman was just standing there, and she's talking about, I'm going to throw this hot water on you, and she's like 30, 40 feet from him, and if she threw the water from where she was, she wouldn't have even hit him. If she'd have threw the pot, she could barely hold the pot up down in Springfield, Illinois, Sangamon County. The Sangamon County deputy shot her and then said he feared for his life. He was found not to have been acting within the color of the law, found that his actions were illegal, unconstitutional, all that. He was fired, and now there's a lawsuit. I think he got sentenced, and now there's a lawsuit, and if they sue him, he has to defend himself because he acted outside of the power he has as a law enforcement officer and violated that woman's civil rights by taking her life. So he got hammered. But here's the thing. Why would I take a job to defend you when anytime you didn't like me, you could just sue me and take everything I have for no reason or just tie up my personal life for no reason? What idiot in their right mind would take that job? Nobody would. And you would have lawlessness. So think about what you're asking. I know you don't like the police. That's okay. I strongly suggest if you don't like them, don't call them. Curly Q said, thanks for the information. Appreciate the reply. It makes sense for urban areas. That's regarding stop sticks. Stop sticks are great, but if the wrong car runs over them, guess what? And so watch this. Squad car, you see it on YouTube, right? This is the squad car chasing the other car. So when the other car's coming, I got to throw the stop sticks in front of the car. The front car rolls over them, going at about 80, right? And then I need the squad car to slow down enough so that I can pull the stop sticks out the way. You know how many cops have been hit by the car by cars and trucks deploying stop sticks? Nah, not going to happen. I don't think stop sticks are ever coming back. I don't think they're ever coming back. All I ask is people be here legally. Apply to come in, just like I got to apply to come in. Do you think I would be able to get into Mexico illegally? They would shoot me. Why are you trying to break into my country? I'll be in trouble. Staying right here. Although technically I've been to Canada illegally because I stepped across the line and came back.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Oops, let me update the weather to see. 66 degrees, low tonight is 46. Winds are still, they're from the west at 6 miles an hour. So we'll see. See how it's going. 833-212-1017 is the number. Here it is. Okay, that's enough of Michael Jackson. So, Journal Sentinel has a great story today. We mentioned it. Crime in Milwaukee continued its downward trend in 2025, but homicides remain one of the only exceptions. City officials highlighted the positive trends in the city's crime statistics today at a news conference where they shared the crime was down 16% from last year. Homicides remain slightly up despite the positive trends of 110 occurring so far this year compared to 102. That's a lot. Milwaukee is becoming a safer city. I don't know if you can say that with 110 homicides, but I'm just saying. But three quarters of the way through, they're doing a good job. The mayor's, I guess, helping the police chief put some things in place to make non-fatal crimes down. Non-fatal shootings are down 22%, by the way, from last year, 40% from 2023. So, you know, we keep talking this poor conflict resolution, but why aren't we teaching it in schools? I don't know. Got 11-year-old being shot and killed, 13-year-old killing another youth. But, okay. You ain't talking about that. We're just talking about stuff that, I don't know. If you watch The Real Housewives of the Potomac, you know who Wendy Osefo was. Or should I say is. She's still alive. TheGrio.com says that Dr. Wendy Osefo, the former Johns Hopkins professor and political commentator who brought her 4 degrees and sharp reads to the House, Real Housewives of the Potomac, is now making headlines for very different reasons. She and her husband, Eddie Osefo, have been arrested and booked on criminal fraud charges in Maryland. According to documents obtained by TMZ, Wendy is facing a staggering 16 charges, 7 of which are felonies tied to what prosecutors are calling false and misleading information fraud in excess of $300. So here's what she did. And I'm sorry, she's also charged with one misdemeanor count of making a false statement to an officer. And they got booked into jail in Westminster, Maryland. This all began in April 2023. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. April 2023, when the Osefos told police their house had been burglarized while they were away on a trip to Jamaica. They claimed their bedroom was ransacked and that several designer bags and jewelry was stolen. But prosecutors say the receipts and the social media posts tell a different story. Court documents reveal Wendy was later spotted, get this, rocking the same diamond ring she reported stolen. Investigators also say many of the items the couple claimed were missing had been purchased and then returned for refunds before the alleged burglary. The Osefos had filed a $450,000 personal property loss claim with an insurance company. Wendy joined the cast of Real Housewives of Potomac in season 5, quickly making her mark with her no-nonsense commentary, proudly flaunting her academic achievements. Outside of Bravo, she previously worked as a professor of education at Johns Hopkins University and a visiting professor at Wesleyan University. The news comes days after the show premiered its 10th season and a month after Osefo's castmate, Karen Huger, was released from prison after being convicted for driving under the influence. What is it about these folks that do Real Housewives? Like, what is that? So why am I bringing this up? Well, I'm bringing this up because y'all get FEMA money. FEMA money's coming, and you got to show receipts, and you got to show things you do. And you can't be lying and coming up with fake receipts because everything is electronic. Even when you pay cash, you might get an electronic receipt. It's rung into the cash register. There's a number and a transaction attached to it, and you're on camera. So either way, electronically, if they really want to find out the truth, they'll find out the truth. And they'll present those facts, and you'll get indicted or you'll get charged, and your butt will be sitting in jail. Now, if you do it with FEMA, that's a whole federal issue. And you're fine. I don't know if they'll send you to jail. They might, depend on when they question you about it and you lie. The fine, and you do know who does federal investigations, right? FBI. You lied to FBI, you could do 5 years. That's a $5,000 fine per incident. So if I got 12 receipts and I get found, hey, you committed fraud 12 times, I can get fined $60,000. You ready? And I got to get the money back. What did Rhea report in the news at the top of the hour? Like $92 million in Milwaukee County or the state or something, and then Milwaukee got like 10 or 11 or something like that. Like, think about what you're doing. Not all money is free money. And it ain't freedom money. You'll end up in jail. It's lose your freedom money. But yet we sit here and we pretend thinking we're going to scam somebody. That money's not free. That money is not free. And you're going to end up in jail. I'm going to be reading about, hey, John Doe went to FEMA, lied, got caught, and now they're sitting in prison. For some money, I don't like to think about this. You get a receipt from somebody and say you bought a $300 shovel to help shovel around your house so you could dig something and tilt up the dirt away from your house to give it. And then they found out that you lied. But you submitted the receipt as something you bought. And now they look at the receipt. They go back to the store, see that Joe Blow across the street bought it and gave you the receipt. Now both y'all in trouble. But then on top of that, you got a $5,000 fine on a $300 receipt. Is it really worth it? Is being away from your family worth that? Yeah, I cheated the government out of $300. Who would trust you after that? Who would literally trust you after that? I know I wouldn't. I barely trust myself. And now you're going to sit here and just make it up as you go along? Nonsense. Nonsense. Miles said housewife life is boring. They're looking to spice things up. They'll spice it up in jail. They sure will. They'll spice it up in jail. When we come back, I want to talk to you about this HBCU band competition that somebody's complaining about. And I don't know how to say this, but y'all was talking about suing people earlier. I done heard everything now.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. 50 minutes after the hour as we stroll to the end. We got football at 7 o'clock with Marquette High Hilltoppers and Brookfield East Spartans. We got rebroadcast all weekend long. We'll be back bright and early on Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, through the whole week. So I think you'll be amazed. I'm just saying. Just make sure you just keep your radio locked here all weekend long. All right? Okay. 66 degrees, partly cloudy. It's going to drop to about 46 degrees tonight. That's 20 whole degrees. So you softy people, make sure you bundle up. So about this HBCU band competition. So Dr. Devon V. Wells, who is the director of the bands for Bethune-Cookman University Marching Wildcats, has voiced his displeasure with the structure of ESPN's Red Lobster Band of the Year competition and has withdrawn from competing. Posted a statement about the ranking system and the placement of the marching bands is determined, citing better ways to rank the HBCU bands. As band director, I've never been a supporter of this competition concept. He stated, there are better, more meaningful ways to showcase and celebrate the HBCU marching band art form without placing us in direct competition with each other. Have you ever known not to have a marching band competition? What does that mean? So for me, I don't know. I can't speak for the person, but it makes me question, is the complaint legit or are they just scared of competition? I'm just saying. Also, from Black Enterprise, a fan, Andrew Garcia, is suing LeBron James for fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all basis of legal recovery because he was stressed because he thought he was retiring. He felt like he was duped into buying a ticket to LeBron's last regular season game against the Cavaliers, his hometown team. And he purchased a ticket at an elevated price, and then LeBron didn't retire. He said he purchased two tickets at $432.83 each, and he paid for the game and went to the game. In the lawsuit, he wrote that he is suing James due to, again, fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all legal remedies, basically. He said, I wouldn't have purchased it if he wasn't going to retire, plain and simple. So now it's his fault. Wow. People will sue for anything. They'll try to get free money for anything. So I should check and see if he's an immigrant. I need everything free. I don't want to pay for anything. I don't want to pay tax. I don't want to pay for food, housing, clothing. Just show up. Must be Pop-Off Friday. You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. You'll get Tory Lowe for a minute, and then we've got Marquette University High School Championship football coming up. Make sure you keep it locked right here on the best Black Talk Radio in the entire state of Wisconsin. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. Hey, y'all. God bless. Take care. Chat. Talking text line. Love y'all. See you in about 72 hours. I'm out.
Be quiet.